With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump dispatching a special envoy to meet with Russian President Putin this week.
Steve Witkoff will travel to Moscow to discuss an updated peace plan to end the war in Ukraine. U.S. officials say the proposal has been fine-tuned after addressing concerns from Ukrainian officials. President Trump told reporters that Russia is making concessions after European allies said the plan favored Moscow. The president also said there's no deadline for an agreement after first demanding that Ukraine had until Thanksgiving to decide. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities in Stockton, California say four people are dead, 10 wounded following a shooting during a family gathering at a banquet hall last night, children and adults involved. Two Salem radio analysts comment on the pros and cons of artificial intelligence.
Economist Steve Moore tells Salem Radio about AI's promise.
With respect to cancer, heart disease, all the terrible diseases, we have the capacity in the next 25 years to solve all of these diseases. We're going to reduce human misery.
Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, warns about AI's peril.
AI has taken soldiers, Russian soldiers, captive and led them back to Ukrainian lines. It is, of course, directed in deep inside Russia. Drones that are AI-powered to go after very particular objects.
George Williams, Washington.
Airlines around the world canceling and delaying flights this weekend, trying to fix software on a widely used commercial airplane after an analysis found a computer code might have contributed to a sudden drop in altitude of a JetBlue aircraft last month. Airbus says the A320 family of aircraft is affected. This is SRN News. Anti-Semitic incidents in the Czech Republic reached record levels last year. In its annual report, the Federation of the Jewish Communities says it registered 4,700 anti-Semitic incidents in 2024, almost 9% more than in the year before. The Federation says the Czech Republic has been no exception to a, quote, global explosive wave of anti-Semitism, which erupted immediately after the Hamas attack on Israel. The annual report says that socially accepted attitudes include now anti-Semitism. The American Bible Society's annual report finds about 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users, meaning they've read the scriptures at least three times a year outside of church services. That's up from 38% last year, but down from 2021, when half of Americans fit that category. The ABS report also reveals that a little over a third of Gen Z and millennials would qualify as Bible users. This is SRN News. A green building material called hempcrete is gaining attention as construction looks for sustainable options.
Hempcrete is made from the woody core of the hemp plant when it's mixed with lime and water. It's lightweight, fire resistant, and even carbon negative. That means it locks away more CO2 than it emits. Builders say hemp grows fast, uses fewer resources, and beats other organic materials like straw or cork when it comes to durability and moisture control. Bob Agnew reporting.
An AI-generated country song, Walk My Walk, has topped Billboard's country digital song sales chart. It's credited to a fictional artist named Breaking Rust, but the vocal style is based on Grammy-nominated country artist Blanco Brown. Brown was unaware of the song until friends told him about it. The track's success highlights how generative AI is disrupting the music industry, allowing just about anybody to make up songs. This is SRN News.